Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. This just in, the gunman who allegedly opened fire inside the Colorado LGBTQ club Saturday night, killing five people, had had a lot of prior run-ins with the law, including reportedly threatening his own mother with a homemade bomb. His name is Anderson Lee Aldrich, and he's recovering in a hospital after the attack. He had been arrested and charged with menacing and first-degree kidnapping in June 2021 for allegedly making a threat to detonate an explosive, according to police records. Aldrich had multiple weapons and ammunition in his possession when he allegedly threatened to unleash carnage, causing 10 homes in the area to be evacuated. Police did not find any homemade explosives. His mother had refused to cooperate with investigators in the case. Aldrich was not prosecuting, according to local Fox affiliate station KDVR. The records were sealed, helping him evade any red flag laws and potential seizure of weapons, according to the Associated Press. He himself said the case was dropped in a voicemail that he left to the paper after calling an editor asking for the story to be removed or updated. In his voicemail message to the Gazette, "There's absolutely nothing there. The case was dropped, and I'm asking you to either remove or update the story. The entire case was dismissed." A spokesperson for the district attorney's office said its investigation into the nightclub shooting will also include a probe of the bomb threat. Now, of course, gun control activists are wondering out loud if the red flag law had been utilized, if the deadly tragedy could have been prevented, or if it could have at least flagged Aldrich to authorities. Colorado State Representative Tom Sullivan, whose son was killed in the Aurora Theater shooting and sponsored the state's red flag law passed in 2019, said, "We need heroes beforehand, parents, coworkers, friends who are seeing someone go down this path. This should have alerted them, put him on their radar." Aldrich allegedly entered Club Q in El Paso County with a long gun just before midnight and immediately opened fire on patrons and employees, until several customers were able to stop the bloodshed and subdue him. Five people died, 18 people were injured, seven critically, police said. Investigators are looking into the possible motive and if hate crime charges are appropriate. And, of course, the FBI is assisting in this. And so let me and this is what we have. These are the facts we have. Anything else that I add from this point on is editorial and speculation, to be honest with you. Because when I look at what's happening in some of these places, because the red flag law never catches the rampage killer, if you notice that. Now, that's not speculation, that's just a fact. The red flag law never catches the rampage killer. Didn't catch the Tops grocery store Buffalo shooter. All of these guys are always on somebody's radar, and of course they're going to be, because these guys are, there's something off about them. There's something loose in them. There's something not correct about them. And so they're going to come up in the viewpoint of the police. This guy, Wouldn't kidnapping be enough to put you on a, if you're going to get a red flag, wouldn't that be one of them? Wouldn't that be one of the things? A bomb threat, wouldn't that put you on that, don't you think? Instead, they sealed his records. Why did they seal his records? That's item number one. One of the things that I consider when we're talking about putting putting red flags on somebody. This guy got charged and then released and then dropped. Everything got dropped. And as we look at some of these activist district attorneys out here who are not charging people, my question becomes, are we not charging them, but we're still going to try to put people on a prohibited list of some sort to where they can't legally own a gun? But, of course, these guys, like this guy right here, is, you know, he's going to cause a big incident at some time in his life. So how he goes about doing it, that shouldn't be the problem. The fact that he's going to do it, that should be the problem. He's the threat. The guns aren't the threat. The bomb isn't the threat. It's the person driving that, the one who has the capacity for this kind of violence. And this is the fallacy of red flag laws. This is the fallacy of gun control. I still don't know, because I haven't checked yet. I still don't know what the law is regarding carrying a gun legally into a place that serves alcohol in Colorado. But, so once again, we have a rampage killer who's gone out and had a rampage spree and has killed that was known. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is it? It's not the gun's fault. It's not the guy that sold him the gun's fault. You know, if when you go into a place of business, and if they sell guns, you have gun control measures put into place called the background check. And the background check, despite, you know, they would really like for you to have to fill out the paperwork and then walk away, and then they'll let you know whenever they get around to it when you can pick up your gun. That's the way the gun controllers would like to have it. The only way they got the background check was to institute the instant background check, so that right delayed could not be the right denied. So this guy committed multiple felonies and didn't get put in the NICS system because his records were sealed and all the charges were dropped. And hey, that's the way the justice system works. Why did it work this way in this particular case? What is it about this? Supposedly his mother didn't cooperate with investigators in the case. But why wasn't he prosecuted? I mean, I'm sure there's some detail in here that is missing that would probably seal that deal as far as that goes. But at the same time, given today's climate, I just have to sit back here and just go, well, okay. Is this another activist prosecutor? Was there something about this guy that put him on one of the victim, you know, one of the ID politics spectrums or something? I don't know. We don't know enough about it yet. What we do know is that some innocent people got killed. Innocent people got killed. And it doesn't matter what kind of club they were in. It doesn't matter what they were doing in the club. What matters is they were there. They were doing something that in whatever jurisdiction they're in is legal. And somebody walked in there to kill them and then did. And he was allowed to be out there in the public. That's what matters. This kind of thing is going to continue until a bunch of things change. And until that moment comes, you know, we just have to continue the fight. The fight never ends because they have precipitated what the climate is now that we live in to where these kind of things are happening. They have precipitated that. I still don't know how old is, he may be. Maybe it's because he was a minor. I don't know. Because I haven't heard his age mentioned anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Gunmanhoallegedlyopenedfireinsidethecoloradoreport.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. A gun control advocates make these claims that you shouldn't have to be afraid to go out of your house. Usually they're saying that while they're trying to voice their opposition to some aspect of gun rights. Gun control is all about that claim, citing fear as a reason why people oppose or support some measure or another. And fear is a real thing. I get it. But fear is a terrible justification for gun control. Being scared is a powerful motivator. It's why people do all kinds of things, even if they don't want to do it. Otherwise, it's why scary horror stories of what happens when you don't do something are such great motivators. But at the end of the day, it's an emotion. And when an emotion is used as an argument to justify some bit of legislation, you should remember that it can also be used to oppose that same bill, because one person's fear may be quite different from another. While some feared armed gunmen in the wake of a mass shooting, others fear being unarmed in the face of a violent criminal. So now what you're looking at are warring fears. My fear is, I have several, but they're all based on one recurring theme, which is innocence. My fear is seeing innocence taken. My fear is being unable to defend my family from an attacker. My fear is to see life snuffed out prematurely. Is my fear somehow less than the fear that drives many to call for gun control? Some might argue that my fear is irrational because I'm not likely to be attacked. And they're not wrong. Statistically, I'll never have to draw my weapon in self-defense at any point in the future. And still, I will carry it, knowing I don't have to draw it. If that's the deciding factor, then their fear of being attacked is equally irrational, isn't it? And that's kind of my point, because fear is usually used as a justification for gun control because it's powerful. Advocates for Second Amendment restrictions want people to be terrified because it's irrational. They understand that if you simply use the probability of being the victim of a violent crime is actually pretty high. For example, the probability of being the victim of being robbed is 1 in 667. The odds of being the victim of other crimes is also pretty low. And those are going to vary from point, you know, they're going to vary depending on where you are. Sort of like the, you might be, you know, 1 in 179 of us is going to get murdered. That varies depending on where you are. If we're irrational about it, then the debate becomes a different matter. Now, people who are thinking rationally look at this low probability and the fact that criminals obtain firearms through non-lawful means and recognize that gun control isn't a solution to the problem at all. It's not viable at all. Some have differing opinions, but like we've seen, when there's little reason for people to be afraid, they tend to support gun rights to a greater degree, which is why fear is so well used. And this doesn't make it a very good idea anyway, you know, that fear pushing some for gun control can and should be used to push for gun rights. See, the problem with gun control is that it makes your fears possible. Where there are, I would love to know, you know, when I'm talking about these odds of you being in some sort of a violent crime, what I'm talking about is a national average. But, I mean, think about what it must be in Chicago, in the inner city. Think about what it must be in New York, just in Times Square. Think of the things that you keep reading about in these various big blue enclaves that are occurring daily, nightly. And then ask yourself, okay, well, what must those people be like? Now, those people have given into the fear. They bought into the idea that regular people don't need to be carrying guns because we can't. Because we don't know how. I'll illustrate something about that in a minute. And then you hear a story about Clackamas Mall with Anthony Melli, where somebody came in and the fear was realized there. Rampage killer. He actually pulls out his weapon and says, "This is the mass shooting about to happen." And then he kills two people and wounds one, and then he's coming down, he's looking for more victims, and then there's Anthony Melli with a Glock 22, 40 caliber pistol, facing him. Not running, not cowering, facing him. And that stops him. He goes into an access hallway in between two of the stores and commits suicide. Eli Dickens, Greenwood Mall. Greenwood Park Mall, excuse me. He rolls in there. 40 yards away, he sees a rampage killer. He's now at his, you know, he's coming up on, he's getting ready to open up and let fly in the food court. And at 40 yards, he takes 10 shots and hits him 8 times. Those guys not only didn't give in to fear, they controlled it. They channeled it into positive action, and they saved lives. And you have to do that because fear is a two-way street. Fear can make you less capable unless you find a way to control that. And fear is a terrible way to promote anything, but that's because it can be used against that thing. And it's well past time that we showed gun control advocates just why it's a bad idea. But, I mean, fear is never with it, you know. And this is why you see all of these. You hear things like gun violence, assault weapon. And we're always after, and one of the reasons they want to go after assault weapons, because they have a description of an assault weapon, a detachable box magazine holding more than 10 rounds, semi-automatic in nature, which describes every handgun I own, except for one. Except for two. Have a revolver. But besides that, they want to ban them all. Handguns, long guns, all of them. When they're out there saying assault weapon, and you're thinking, oh, well, they just want AR-15s. And all the FUDs come out and say, well, you know, nobody needs an AR-15 to hunt a deer. They don't wear Kevlar vests and all that other nonsense. They're talking about Glocks. Smith & Wesson M&Ps, too, as well. So, yeah, fear is not the way to go. But when we get back, I'm going to tell you a story about someone who conquered fear. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States men's soccer team is taking 1 point from Wales after its first World Cup match ends in a draw. Tim Weah scored for the Americans in the first half, but Wales tied it up late in the second half thanks to a penalty kick. The United States will play again on Friday against England. The flu is spreading fast across the United States, according to a new report from the CDC. Most of the worst respiratory illnesses remain concentrated in the southern states like Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. However, the flu is starting to ramp up in other areas such as Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. Experts say this type of widespread activity has not been recorded recorded in the United States in more than a decade. Comedian Jay Leno has been released from a hospital after a 10-day stay for severe burns to his face, chest, and hands. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Let's talk about Neves Fernandez. Sort of lost in time. Neves Fernandez was a school teacher in Tacloban, the Philippines. And like everybody, when the Japanese invaded the Philippines in 1941, everybody there, their life was turned upside down. Neves Fernandez was a very protective teacher of her students. And one of the things that was happening was the Japanese were doing, they were doing some atrocious things. One of the reasons I think a lot of things that happened back in that time is shrouded by the fog of the passage of time is that it really was a good, it was very illustrative of how evil man can be to another human being. And that's not something that's based upon, you know, nationality or race. This is just the nature of mankind. When you think that you're unleashed and you can go, well, you're probably going to go. Now, Neves Fernandez, her fierce motherly instinct reared to the forefront when the Japanese began to threaten to kill her students. And she turned from the motherly school teacher to a very stealthy lone assassin credited for downing more than 200 Japanese soldiers in World War II. When the Japanese arrived in the Philippines in 1941, they took away all the possessions of Filipinos. No one was allowed to own businesses, and no one was allowed to teach anything except those approved by Imperial Japan. In her hometown of Tacloban, the Japanese forced business owners into submission by drenching them in scalding water. Fernandez told a reporter from the Lewis and Daily Sun in November of 1944, when the Japs came, which that would be considered politically incorrect, no one could keep anything. They took everything they wanted. Fernandez decided to take matters into her own hands after the Japanese took away her possessions and small business, because she also had she was a retailer of some sort, and they threatened to take away her students as well. She became known as the Silent Killer. Now understand this, this is a female. This is a teacher. You know, a matriarchal figure to her students. And she's been pushed to this point. And she didn't have the kind of tools I have at my disposal, for example. She would dress up in all black attire and go around barefoot to make no sound. And she was armed only with a makeshift shotgun, which she made out of a gas pipe, and her bolo. The bolo was a knife. And for 2.5 years, she carried out ambushes on her own. She would head into the jungle barefoot, take out dozens of enemy troops alone. She was so well known that when the Americans came and liberated the Philippines, that she eagerly took up the weapons they offered her, and she demonstrated to them how she would kill a Japanese soldier silently. Because she would target the carotid artery and the jugular and kill her enemy instantly. Her heroics inspired a following among the men of Tacloban, and she shifted from teaching the alphabet to school children to training men how to kill silently. She went from being Ms. Fernandez by her pupils, and she became Captain Fernandez and commanded 110 guerrillas. Her small guerrilla army became so efficient and deadly, the Americans were astounded that a woman led them. In fact, Fernandez was the only female guerrilla commander in the Philippines during World War II. The Japanese got sort of tired of her as well and scared of her, and they decided to put out a 10,000 peso bounty on her head in the hopes that fellow Filipinos would betray her. And no one did. Her method was it was genius in its simplicity. She was attacking the part of the neck that a lot of snipers target. And she would, you know, this was not some big, I mean, it was a 2-inch wound, 2 inches deep. That was it. She would jam it in the side, twist it 90 degrees, and then just, keep him in place while they died. They couldn't even scream in pain. It was just that fast, that instantaneous. Now, she did this with a knife. She couldn't kill silently with the shotgun. The shotgun was something else. And the shotgun was this would be considered a ghost gun nowadays. Because hers was made out of a pipe. It wasn't some Remington or some Mossberg. It was something she made out of something she found. Somehow or other she figured out how to make it. And this is the fallacy and the shortcomings of total control. And this is what total control breeds. Because one of the reasons that this reaction happened was because of the brutality of the invaders. Now, I'm not suggesting I'm not suggesting to you that we go out there and we start going to, the Democrats are not the Japanese by any stretch of the imagination. No. Right now what we have is we have a bunch of dupes who believe what they hear and believe what they're told and do no critical thinking. And they can be very dangerous, but for all of you that are out there, I get messages sometimes about how this is going to happen and how that's going to happen, and they're going to take this and they're going to take that. And they took everything this woman had. Everything. Everything. And then they threatened everything she held dear, and they were going to do it. They were doing it. They were in the midst of doing it, and then she became something else. And I submit to you that if this very quiet teacher and retailer from the 40s and the 30s from the Philippines during World War II could turn into this, I say to you that there's no way to conquer America. It may get dark, but there's no way to conquer it. There's always a way back to the light. Put aside the apathy, and let's not have to go that way. Get active. But this is a simple story, a historical story, of someone who saw everything taken away and decided to intervene. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Generally, in most cases, like in the case of gun control, right now we're hearing about this Colorado Springs shooting. There will be things pop up about, when the Raleigh shooting occurred, it was assault weapons, but it was a shotgun. There's always going to be a call for, in that particular case, we're going to go hard on the fact that this happens all the time. And we should put it aside. We're the only industrial, all these other little tropes that they throw at you. But right now, we're seeing the opposite happening. ABC News has taken the opposite approach, and they're arguing that actually crime isn't that bad, despite the fact that since 2020, we've seen a sharp increase and then a sustained plateau in many categories of violent crime. I can only assume that since, now, you got Kathy Hochul out there saying that, well, there's no violent crime, but we can't have guns. Can't have legal, law-abiding people carrying guns, but crime's not bad. And she still won re-election, albeit by a very smaller margin than her predecessor 4 years ago, but the gaslighting of Americans on violent crime is now in full effect on the left, including the legacy media. And crime and the fear Americans have of it has proven to be a popular talking point for election cycles, and the 2022 midterm elections were no different. Played a big role in New York and California and Illinois and more, as some Republican candidates claimed the state's major cities were riddled with crime, and headlines of violence fanned the flames, resulting in crime being one of the top concerns for U.S. voters ahead of the election. According to major polling, anyway. Exit polls showed inflation and abortion access were also top of mind. However, surveys show that Americans are continuously bad at perceiving just how much crime is actually happening. The Pew Research Center found that 61% of voters say violent crime was a key issue of importance when voting in this year's congressional elections, despite reports from the Bureau of Justice Statistics that show no significant increase in the U.S. violent crime rate. The crime rate for both violent slash property and overall offenses has been at a steady decline since the crime peak of the 1990s and still remains much lower than that now. Now, this is a half-truth at best. There hasn't been a significant increase in the U.S. crime rate between 2021 and 2022. That came between 2019 and 2020, when violent crime exploded in many U.S. cities. Since then, they have stayed largely flat, but that means that it is still elevated, still significantly higher than it was just a few years ago, which ABC half-heartedly acknowledges when it starts delving into crime stats, you know, in New York, Chicago, and L.A. So far in 2022, shootings, murders, and aggravated battery are down from this time last year. Robbery, burglary, theft, and motor vehicle theft are up. But when you calculate the year-to-date percent change, there's a 40% rise in major crimes from last year and a 16% change from 2018. In 2021, there were 84,316 crimes overall, which is down from 152,000 in 2010. It's also down from 199,000 in 2001. Comparatively, it's way down from the 1990s when it reached a peak of 323,944 incidents in 1991. Crime is not as bad as it was 30 years ago, even in Chicago, which is great, which also proves the more guns equals more crime theory is a great big lie. But it's absurd to dismiss the concerns of voters when there's been a 40% increase in major crime categories over the past year. In all three cities, and that's what those numbers were referencing, those three cities, L.A., Chicago, and New York. In all three cities, there were at least some categories of violent crimes that have increased over last year, and more importantly, all three cities have seen much larger increases going back to 2020. And still, ABC News really tries to make the case that voters' concerns about crime are nothing more than Republican fear-mongering. Back to the fear thing, right? Targeting voters through fear, whether it be crime or any other cause, can have a big impact on what voters focus on and how they vote, even if it's not exactly representative of what's happening, according to experts. But then again, who brings the information to cause the fear? Especially when you sit out there and you think about the way a lot of things have been managed, like news. They're out there, they're only delivering that which they want you to see. They're not delivering things, you know, that they want you to where you can make your own thoughts and make your own decisions. And we get this. One implication of Americans' poor perception of crime is the extent to which politicians and elites can prime voters to think about crime and activate those fears, those perceptions that can lead to some political benefit, said Andrew Reeves, professor at Washington University in St. Louis. For example, New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin's focus on crime is believed to have helped lead him to an unexpectedly close race for the governor's office, according to experts. In his press conference, he said, there is rising crime on our streets and in our subways, and people who are in charge right now in Albany actually feel that they haven't passed enough pro-criminal laws. Now, they're calling that fear-mongering. When, in fact, right now, the only thing Alvin Bragg is actually actively seeking out and trying to stop is law-abiding people carrying guns. Everything else is, you know, a lot of his stuff has been decriminalized. In Chicago, they're about to have all kinds of things break open in January. Watch and see. But, I digress. Research has found that people often feel a sense of attachment toward their own community, and they value them as better and safer while they misinterpret the security in other neighborhoods. Experts who spoke to ABC News cited both politics and the gory headlines seen in the media as to why this perception of crime may be skewed. But whose perception is skewed? You know why a lot of New Yorkers feel less safe than they did a year ago? Well, because they're less safe than they were a year ago. Murders and shootings have declined slightly in New York compared to last year, but rapes and robberies have increased, and outside of New York City, other cities like Rochester have seen record high homicide rates over the past couple of years. You can find similar troubling statistics all around the country. In Memphis, there was a 42% increase in juvenile crime between 2021 and this year. Milwaukee will set a new and grim record for the number of murders, and Philadelphia is likely to do the same. And if this is fear-mongering, then what would ABC News call its own report from just 1 year ago that documented the record number of homicides in 12 major cities? Of the dozen cities that are already suppressing the grim milestones for killings, five top records that were set or tied just last year. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney. He said, it's terrible to every morning get up and have to look at the numbers and then look at the news and see the stories. It's just crazy. It's just crazy, and this needs to stop. Philadelphia is a city of roughly 1.5 million people, has had more homicides this year, 521, than the nation's two largest cities, New York, 443, and L.A., 352. That's an increase of 13% from 2020, a year that nearly broke the 1990 record. In his most recent report, ABC News didn't mention Philadelphia or the 461 homicide victims so far this year, even though that's actually a 6% improvement. Nor did they update their audience on Portland, which has had a record high 90 murders in 2021 and has had 84 so far this year. In fact, none of the 12 cities that ABC News reported on last year were included. So, I'd like to see the crime rate start declining, but it really needs to start declining before we start talking about, well, it's not really as bad as it is, because then a lot of people go there and, well, they become a victim of a violent crime. Just some morsels for thought, if you would. I will be back in about 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.